The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 483.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a social media marketer, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Minali Lianage. Minali, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here and talk to everybody today. So I am a social media marketer. I got into social media marketing about 6-7 years ago while I was traveling across Asia. I'm originally from the UK, but my family are Sri Lankan. So we're already kind of started life with a bit of traveling. And that's how I kind of ended up in Asia doing my own travel adventure. I kind of fell into marketing, but had a natural knack for communication and connection with people. So it was kind of an ideal field for me to get into. And I've absolutely loved it ever since. But I am in between work at the moment, having just moved to the US. So I'm kind of getting started up over here. Yeah, so just kind of taking it as it comes, really.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I really love a quote by Dave Grohl. A lot of people know him from the Foo Fighters. He says, "No one is you, and that is your power." And I just love what that represents.
Thanks for sharing that. And I really love that quote. This is actually the first time I've heard it because I think people forget their own power, right? I know life gets in the way, and with social media, it just gets crazy. Sometimes we just have to quiet down and realize, like, you know, we are powerful beyond measure. We have so much we can give out there. We just have to learn and, you know, realize it and just go out there and do it. So I really love that quote. And Minali, what's your definition of self-confidence?
So I think self-confidence is basically the ability to understand your own self-worth and your own potential to create and achieve things in your life. You know, obviously it's a very personal thing and it can change from individual to individual, but I think in general, being able to like self-reflect and self-love as well.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So as I mentioned before, I have grown up from a very young age traveling. Mainly I started life traveling between the UK and Sri Lanka. I was born in the UK and then had lived in Sri Lanka for a total of like 7 years, but very back and forth. And during that time, because at such a young age, I was kind of put through this dual cultural experience, being able to kind of adapt at such a young age to a completely different culture to what I knew at that time had kind of dented a little bit my self-confidence in the sense of being able to be accepted as like a kind of normal person. I found that a lot of the time kids around me were a little bit intimidated of me in school. So it kind of in general took a bit of a toll in the long run. And I found that like my usual kind of like bubbly, rebellious young life had kind of taken a bit of a turn in terms of self-esteem. And I did definitely feel a lot more shy, I would say, is the best word to describe what did happen to me before I had discovered my self-confidence again.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, sometimes we all go through that, especially moving back and forth, right? I was like you. I moved from the Philippines to Toronto and back. And, you know, it's hard sometimes to adapt to different surroundings, especially at school. You know, people don't know what we're like or we're afraid to show our true selves. And like you mentioned, we become shy. We become quiet. We don't want to like say anything. We don't want to raise our hand up. And, you know, it's a lot normal than most people think, right? It's just that sometimes we feel alone, like nobody can understand us. But, you know, what was that moment in your life when you realized, you know, you are this amazing person, you had that confidence within you? What was that like aha moment?
So actually it was when I was back in the UK during a summer holiday from school in Sri Lanka, and I was in the car with my dad, and I was outside a train station. We were waiting for, I think, my aunt to come and visit us, so we were picking her up from the station. And my dad noticed one of my really old school friends walking out of the station, and I hadn't seen her in probably about 5 years because I had left the country. And my dad was kind of like I guess like looking at me, and then he asked me, how come you're not rolling down the window to say hi to her? And I said to him, well, I feel a bit weird. I don't want to like say hi. She might kind of think I'm a bit of a strange, like a bit of a weirdo trying to say hi to her after I haven't seen her for so long. And I definitely felt very shy to do so. And it was at that moment that he kind of gave me this gift and this aha moment, because he said to me, it doesn't really matter what she thinks or whether she even says hello to you back. The point is that you tried and you wanted to say hello to her with the intention of that kindness and wanting to reconnect with her. And that's the most important thing in that moment. And he actually joked with me and said, you know, say hello to her. And if she doesn't say hi back, just say it even louder. And if she doesn't respond, that's not, you know, that's her loss, kind of thing. So I don't know what happened in that moment, but something just jolted in me, and I jumped out of the car and I called her name and I said hi, and she actually turned around and she came over to me and she hugged me and she was really happy to see me, and she said that she hadn't recognized me because we hadn't seen each other for so long. And I think it was such a special moment for me to understand that a lot of this kind of self-doubt that I had was mainly in my head. I had kind of grown into this almost like shy kind of personality that I could break out of if I just pushed myself to try. So I'd say that was my aha moment when I was probably about 12 or 13 years old.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, that's a great story. And I like how you mentioned, you know, you can break out of, you know, whatever you're feeling, right? And I think people forget that, right? You know, some of us, we get stuck in our own crap, right? It's easy. I'm guilty of it, you know? I mean, we're all guilty of it. And, you know, we think that we can't change, things can't change. You know, our life is always like this, nothing better comes along. But like you mentioned, we have to push ourselves out there, because if we want something better, it has to start with us. And you know, that was great that your dad encouraged you, right? If she doesn't say hi, then they're not your people, right? And yeah, you know, we've all gone through it. It's like, oh, should I say hi? Shouldn't I say hi? What if she looks at me funny? Like, who cares, right? Half the time people aren't even thinking about you, right? And you know, the result is actually a lot more pleasant than you think, right? You know, I've seen people who haven't, or said hi to people who haven't seen in like 10, 20 years. And it's like, you know, nothing's changed. Like, it's still like we left off on a good note. And I think people just forget that. And yeah, there's sometimes some bad apples, but it's not a big deal, right? We just have to learn to let it go. And the more we can practice doing that, the more, you know, we can just keep moving. And, you know, because of this story, you know, because of your dad encouraging you, what's your life been like now?
Since then, since literally that moment, everything changed. And it's literally like my life reawakened in a way, because it kind of went, I went immediately back to that more confident, bubbly person that I used to be when I was younger. So I've taken that kind of self-confidence and mainly that kind of understanding of my self-worth and the fact that I am worthy of people's love, and I am worthy of people's of the fun and acceptance that I also give to people in return. I take that into every part of my life now, and it has helped me start new projects that I never thought I would ever start. And it has helped me be able to approach people that I never, I guess, would have thought that I would have been able to approach. Like, for example, even meeting you. I love what you do and I love the show that you run. And like, even that, if I think, you know, there's definitely a little bit. I remember when you approached me, I remember feeling a bit like, oh, really? You want to like talk to me? But I kind of wanted to like grasp the whole experience and be able to like make something bigger with you too. So I think it's definitely changed my life, like completely.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I'm glad you're here today sharing your story, because, you know, I think your story is amazing. You know, it's just learning to, you know, having a, you know, just learning that, you know, you can just go out there and push yourself and, you know, be who you are and, you know, go back to your, you know, bubbly self. You know, sometimes we fall off, you know, what we're meant to be, and then we can get back on it. And, you know, people forget that, you know, we can do that. It's like, some people think there's no turning back, but there can, right? I mean, if it was there to begin with, you can always find it again. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
If I was going to give just one tip, I would probably say that no one person's opinion or judgment of you defines who you are. So I know that we have a lot of things around our lives that can make us kind of compare ourselves to other people and compare our lives to other people. We can also take judgment and internalize it very easily. But if you really think about it, those are just opinions, and people will always have opinions. And they may always have judgments, sadly, but that doesn't mean you ever have to live up to those judgments or opinions. You define who you are, because you are totally in control of your own mind and your actions. I'd say that would probably be the main piece of advice that I would give other women around me who are in their own journey of self-discovery and self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And, you know, it's so true. I know sometimes we think that we're defined by one person, right? Not knowing opinions or just, you know, perceptions, right? And it's not the truth. You can change who you are in an instant if you wanted to. And, you know, I like that you mentioned, you know, it's a great reminder that we don't have to listen to them. We can listen to it, and it's up to us if we believe in it or, you know, let it go. So thanks again for sharing that. And Manili, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, so I am a social media marketer, and I'm kind of currently, as I said, in between jobs and just in between kind of life, because I've just moved. But I do have a portfolio site that anybody can come to visit if they would like any help with their own social media or even just some friendly advice. I love to connect with people. So I have a site. It's do you want me to read the site out now? Yeah, it's www.minalismportfolio.com, and that's spelled MINALISM portfolio.com. Yeah, I would love to meet people, so feel free to contact me there. And I am on Instagram. I love Instagram, actually. It's one of my favorite social media platforms. My username is Minzino, that's MINSINO, and I would love to see people there too. Anybody who feels like connecting, I am totally up for supporting each other and sharing tips and just generally connecting. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Manili, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Manili's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Manili for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.